God called out to him from the bush, "Moses, Moses." And he answered, "Here I am." God said, "Come no nearer. Remove the sandals from your feet. The place where you stand is holy ground." Moses was lucky back then because he was able to get close to God. And they were amazed at how close he could get. And when he met him, he'd have to veil himself when he came back. There was a veil between God and man. And it was a great privilege to even have a glimpse or to know someone who had a glimpse of God. And they were satisfied. But no more. Because Jesus tore open the veil. And as we hear here, "No one knows me," Jesus says, "except the Father, and no one knows him except me, and anyone to whom I wish to reveal him." So what we have to understand profoundly is we have immediate direct access to the face and to the heart, to the will of the Creator of the universe. And no one in history until Jesus came had that privilege except for a brave few, and even then, they stood terrified by the mere thought of standing in the presence of God. Absolutely terrified. No more. If we truly understand that the fullness of the knowledge of God the Father has been given to his Son, and that Jesus wants nothing more than to be your best friend and to reveal all the mysteries and the beauty and the depth of the goodness of the power and wonder of the Creator, God the Father, to you and to me, unworthy sinners. We're not Moseses. You don't have to be a bishop or a pope. You just have to want it. And all the mysteries of the universe are available to you if we draw close to Jesus. Everything. Nobody had it in history, that privilege. We are privileged, the luckiest people on earth, that the depths of the mysteries that God holds in his heart and the truth and the goodness and the beauty is ours if we want it. And if we want it, we just say, "Jesus, give it to me, all of it. I want more." This is where we can be gluttonous. "Jesus, give me more. More of it all." Okay. That's what I came to do. Reveal all of it. Full knowledge in relationship with God the Father is held in his hands. And anyone to whom he wishes to reveal him, guess what? That's you and me. He wishes to reveal all of that to us. "Well, maybe when I get things in order, Father, and then I'll get things right." No! No. Now. Just ask. Want all of it. It'll take time to unfold, but we got to be beggars. If you want to understand the mystery and the beauty of the heart of God the Father, the first person of the Blessed Trinity, mediated through his Son, Jesus, in the presence and power of our patron here, the Holy Spirit, we just ask. Because the Son wishes to reveal him to you and to me now, if we ask.